Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king. Hello, 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 hello. As you can see by the title, I'm sure everybody focused on the word suffer. All right, so I'm sure that you focused on the word suffer. So whatever you suffering from, listen, I don't know what you're suffering from. I can't tell you, but let me tell you something. It takes an active and special obedience to get out of it. You got to be active. That means you got to be ongoing. That means you got to be consistent, and you got to have the humility. That's what's special, to be obedient. It takes God's strength. God's strength, God's word, God's anointing, God's power, God's authority. That's the special obedience. Because your flesh is a hater of God, and it is not going to line up or not going to obey what you want it to be. So let me tell you, activate. That means actually do. That means actually walk it out. That means actually be consistent. I'm talking to myself because he woke me up with this. And so I'm actually putting it out there. So now I'm held accountable for this. And so I understand accountability now. Before, I didn't understand accountability, but I got a teacher in my house that was helping me understand accountability because I understand what it means now. I didn't understand it before. I was just trying to be a renegade. I was just trying to be a rebel. I was just out there, you know, just trying to, you know, do something, be stupid. But let me tell you something. I was straight suffering. I was suffering. And there's so many, you know, leaders. There's so many people that's out there suffering. But Jesus suffered, but he actually learned something. And so I read this out of the Amplified, and I'm talking about an active, special obedience. How many times are we consistent and consistently doing what God says do? Or if God says do it, we'll do it for a small period of time, and then, you know, we'll get into our flesh and like, you don't understand. I can't be doing that. I can't do that all the time. But what if Jesus did that? What if Jesus did that? Because he was the one that never sinned. He was the one that never been disobedient. He was that one. But if we're saying that we're in the image and likeness of Christ, I used to say that all the time. I'm in the image and likeness. Man, listen, how you going to be in the image and likeness of Christ and you out here smoking? How you going to be out here in the image and likeness of Christ and you on here pornography? I'm talking about I was suffering, y'all. I'm talking about I was suffering. I was so deceived. I was so jacked up. I was bamboozling my own self. For my own self. I wasn't disciplined and obedient in nothing. Now, let me tell you something. Here's something real slick. The enemy now tries to get me through health. He's trying to get me through health. The things that I eat, the way that I eat, the way that I exercise, the way that I do things. Listen, the enemy is crafty. If he can't get you back in depression, he can't get you back in drugs. He can't get you back in. Are you obedient? Are you obedient? What if God said, I needed you to get up at a certain time every morning because I want you to meet me, and you're not consistent with it? Oh, I'm tired. God knows I'm tired. I had to do this last night. And I'm just talking to me because all I hear is excuses. Gerald, that's an excuse. Gerald, that's an excuse. How many excuses are you going to give me? Because let me tell you something. Every excuse you give me, you don't even understand who might be suffering because you missed it. Listen, you might be held accountable for other people and your obedience because people are watching you. Gerald, people are watching you. People are hoping, you know, and praying that you make it because it gives them hope. And when you don't do it right, Gerald, you set people back. I remember being in a line at church and it's at Redeemed Christian Center. And my apostle said, y'all line up, and I need everybody to line up right behind them. And I had to turn around and look at all of these people. And I'm like, what the heck? And you're accountable for them. And now where we are now, you're accountable for more and more and more and more. And see, the enemy is always trying. If I don't be prepared in season and out of season and understand what the enemy is always trying to do to distract me, to hinder me, even my family, my children. You know, if he can't get to me, he'll try to get to them. And so I got to make sure that I'm obedient and operating in a place of a priest, prophet, and king. I got to be obedient and actually walk this thing out, be active in this thing all the time. All the time. And so I apologize and I ask God for forgiveness when I mess up. I ask God for forgiveness for when the things that I don't do right. I ask forgiveness for leading people in the wrong way. I ask for forgiveness for the times where I was acting like a hypocrite. Listen, man, I'm talking about, constantly just trying to get it right. So every time God shows me something, I purge. I just try to get myself cleansed. God, you showed me this. My discipline got to be to another level. I watch my wife, my God. She's so disciplined, man. She just da 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 da. And I'm like, and God says, I got you somebody disciplined right in front of you. She shows you how to do this every day, all day. And so I was in a place where I didn't want to learn from her. My wife is a teacher. I mean, she's an anointed teacher. She's a prophetic teacher. She is a prophetic leader. She understands because she operates out of the will of God. She operates out of God's perfect will. I'm telling you. And so I'm watching her and I'm like, God. I used to say, man, it don't take all of that. But yeah, it does. That's a special place. She's been operating in the special place for a very long time. And I didn't even know that. She was always active in what God was saying. When I say she was operating in a special place, she operates in a special place of obedience because she does things that most people would say, I'm not doing it. And I was one of them. But now I'm in that place where, okay, God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it regardless of what it looks like. I'm going to do it regardless of what it sounds like. I'm going to do it, God, regardless of the backlash and the retaliation. I'm going to do it because I know at the end of this thing, it's part of my testimony. So I'm looking at my testimony. I'm looking at the things that I had to come out of. I'm looking at the things that I used to do that I don't do anymore. Now I'm able to speak to other people and give them some help and give them some hope that they can actually come out of this thing too. That you can't, that the enemy just can't have you in bondage all your life. He can't keep you in a cave all your life. You keep yourself in a cave. You keep yourself in a cave because you don't know how to use. We didn't know how to use the authority that we had. We didn't know how to use the words. We didn't know how to use the scriptures. We didn't know how to declare over ourselves. I ain't know none of that. I didn't really do that. I knew it, but I didn't do it. So I was disobedient. I was stubborn. I'm gonna do this my way, God. And it took me a decade and a half to come out of any of this. So I pray that this right here, this message, help you come out of your cave, help you come out of your bondage, help you come out of your suffering and depression, help you come out of your marriage. So you need to look at you say you suffering in your marriage. Did God tell you to keep your mouth quiet and you haven't stopped yet? You just keep talking. You keep saying, you don't know what he did. How many times we've said that? You don't know what he's done. He getting on my nerves. I mean, you speaking the wrong words. So you're not using the prescription. You just using something. I mean, you using something that's generic. It's not even working. So you got to get your real prescription. You got to go to the Father. You got to go to the one that healeth, Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, the God that heals that wound, the God that heals you from depression, the God that heals you from abuse, the God that heals and restores marriages. Listen, God is not a respecter of persons because he healed my marriage and he restored it. And not only did he restore it, but he brought it back past the place that I thought it was going to be. So let me tell you, God is a good God. God is an ongoing God. He's an omnipresent God. God is an all-knowing God. So let me tell you, there's nothing that God doesn't know that you're dealing with that he can't help you cure, that he can't help you walk through it. Because here it is, it's an active and a special obedience to actually get through. Jesus operated in an active He was consistent in what God asked him to do. And he was operating in a special obedience. And a special obedience give you a special strength. That's like putting your super on your natural. When the thing that you didn't think that you could do, you was able to do. Oh my God, y'all better catch that one. Come on, y'all better catch that one. Come on, that right there. Jesus was operating in a special obedience. A special obedience. The obedience that takes him past his mind, takes him past his feelings, takes him past his flesh, takes him past the hurt, the pain, the agony. It takes him past that. So let's tap into that place and be consistent in it. And as the more you're consistent in it, the more you truly look like Christ. I'm telling you, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Special obedience. Let's operate in that. Say, God, I'm going to operate in your special obedience. But understand this. There's a suffering that comes with being obedient. Because every level, it's a suffering. No, your suffering might not be. The faster you learn it, hey, the faster you can get out of the suffering. It's things that you just have to learn. And because we are not learning, we're in the suffering. But in the suffering, there's an active and a special obedience that God is asking. So I pray that this message helped y'all, because I'm telling you, at 2 o'clock this morning, I was crying like I was crying like a baby. And I said, I was crying like a baby. Thank you, Apostle. I was crying like a baby. Y'all don't even understand it. I'm a crier too, but I had the snot bubbles. I had all of that because I was getting delivered. I mean, I was getting delivered from that place, man. So listen, man, I don't know what you suffering, and I don't know how you suffering, but you know how you suffering, and God knows what you suffering from. Understand that there's an active and a special obedience. And something that you have to learn in it that you can come out of. And when you come out of it, you got a testimony of how to help somebody else. It's not about you at this moment. It's about what God sees, the destiny and your purpose, that when you come out of it, you're able to help the multitudes of the people. People out here suffering. People don't even know God, but they're willing to listen. They're out there. They're willing to listen. But they've got to see something different. And so I just pray that I'm able to operate all the time in this special obedience and truly be active in my walk every single day. And so I pray, I mean, I literally pray that each and every one of you walk in this thing, man. Because, come on, God, I don't want to cry, man. Why? Because I feel, I feel the hurt. I feel the suffering that the people that I went through and people that are feeling, that feel like you just can't get out. You've been trying. You've been working at it. You just been going through it. But God says, hey, he got a special. It takes a special obedience to come out of that thing that you've been suffering so long in. But God gave me something even earlier through my tears. He said Jesus cried and shedded tears as he prayed and petitioned. So I don't mind crying anymore. Because I understand what every one of my tears is for. It's because I don't want the people to suffer. I don't want anybody to go through what I had to go through. I don't want you to suffer that long. I don't want you to suffer because you're being disobedient. I don't want you to suffer for the lack of knowledge, for the lack of understanding. I just don't. And it hurts me. It hurts me. It's like I feel what Jesus felt. And I just feel like I'm always, it's always being crucified. And I'm not saying that I feel and I got it all, because I don't. I'm working at this every day like y'all. And it just takes work. It takes consistency. And it takes God's love, the strength of God. It takes all of that. And when you find yourself in your suffering for a long time, I bet you can find yourself in your own feelings, your own self-will, your own emotions. And the only thing you can think about is yourself. So anytime you're sitting here saying, me, I feel, this feel, my will, miss, you're missing it. You're going to stay in it. They're going to stay in it. And I pray that it is broken. I pray that you come out. I pray that no longer will the enemy have you in a disobedient place. I mean a disobedient place, that you don't operate in a special obedience that God has planned for you. I'm sorry. There's something that, I mean, God just, there's something special about this moment. There's something special about this moment. And I get it. I get the suffering. I get it. There's understanding. You have to actually go through something to get something. It's like a diet. It's like, you know, going in a weight room, you know, I'm going to get healthy. So that means, you know, my body's not going to feel good. My body's not, but you know, how many times we do it and then all of a sudden, because our body don't feel good, we quit. Same way with aspirin. You know, we take the medicine and once we feel better, we don't take it all. Then we, like we said, we have a cabinet full of medicine that we haven't finished. But God is a good God. God is a God that truly, truly, truly wants the best for you. He don't want you to suffer alone, but he does want you to learn something. And while we're going through it, we actually need to actually learn. So I pray that every learning disability, everything that comes against your mind, everything that comes against your heart, the inability to learn, inability to receive, is being canceled now. All depression, all anxiety, all worry, all frustration, everything that has been coming against your bloodline to derail you, all false identity, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. All rebel spirit, I bind the rebel spirit, I bind the stubborn spirit, I bind the spirit of Leviathan, stiff neck. I say that the breath of God breathe upon every scale and it blows up. Now in the name of Jesus, that no longer will you be stiff-necked, no longer will you be stubborn, no longer will you be rebellious, and no longer will you operate in the spirit of witchcraft. But I decree and declare that you are set free. The word says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And Father, I declare that they are operating in freedom today. Now in the name of Jesus, depression, gone. Suicide, go. Death and destruction, go. Death, hell, and the grave, go. Father, you have given us the keys. And Father, we unlock every cage, every prison that we have put ourselves in, Father God, that our words have put ourselves in. Father, we renounce every ungodly word that we have spoken, every word that has caused a reaction or a bad reaction to someone's life, Father, that altered someone's life, that altered someone's mindset, Father, because we've spoken out of hurt, we've spoken out of anger, we've spoken out of frustration. Father, we ask to be forgiven now, and Father, we renounce it, Father. We say that we remove it as far as the east is from the west, and Father, we speak a edifying word, a building word, Father God, for every person that we are broken down, Father God. And we say that they are coming alive now, Father. We speak life into them, Father. We speak life in it more abundantly upon them now. Let everything that was dead and dried up, Father God, come alive now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, I thank you that every leader have a safe place, Father God, that they will be able to share the suffering things, the things that they suffer, the things that are have them bound, things that are have them plagued, Father, that they will have a place and a safe place, Father, that they will be able to speak their heart, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus, they'll find a place where they can be able to get their deliverance, Father God. They get their help now in the name of Jesus. And I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation that'll come to their mind, that'll come against their ministry, that'll come against their family. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, I bind the spirit of loneliness. I bind the spirit of hopelessness now off of our leaders. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare, Father God, that you bring forth your love upon them. You bring forth, Father God, the things that they need, Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh, their provider. And Father God, you are providing the resource. You're providing the safe haven. You're providing a place, Father God, that they will be able to get everything that they need now in the name of Jesus. I break every stagnant place, Father God. I break every place, Father God, that reminds them and resembles of anything that has caused them to not move forward, Father God. Now every reoccurring spirit, every hydra spirit, and every anniversary spirit, those things that come up month after month, year after year, at a certain time. Now, I bind inappropriate grieving, inappropriate relationships, inappropriate conversations. I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're bringing them into a new place, you're shifting them into a new level in you, a new level of love, a new level of understanding, a new level of grace now, a new level of authority now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you for protecting our leaders from any hurt, harm, or danger, accidents, or incidents. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father God, over the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, reveal to them, Father God, the things that they have been suffering, Father God, the answers, Father, the things that they're supposed to learn, the things that they're supposed to know, Father God. And I thank you that the power of the Lord, the power of your word, Father God, delivers them and bring forth a new anointing. I thank you, Father God, that through that pressure, Father God, through that suffering, there's a new anointing coming forth. There's a new oil coming forth out of them now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you. Hey, Kurabasanda, reveal to them, Father God, that fresh oil. Reveal to them, Father God, the next level. Reveal to them, Father God, the tactics of the enemy that is trying to attack their ministry, attack their marriages, attack their lives, Father God, that is trying to destroy them. Father, I say that they will live and not die. I say, Father God, that they will walk in their full deliverance, Father God. I say that the things that have plagued them, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that they're being delivered, Father God, from insomnia, the sleepless nights now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare that they will have sweet sleep, peace sleep now. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, I thank you, Father, that they are truly healthy now. That they have a long life, Father God, to walk out their destiny and purpose for ministry purposes now in the name of Jesus, Father. I bind the spirit of the dream killer that has been killing their dreams, Father God. I bind the spirit of Molech, premature death now in the name of Jesus. Their destiny will not die. Their purpose will not die. Their bodies, their mind and their hearts will not die. But Father, you have called for them to live in you. Father, I thank you that no longer will they operate in a worldly mindset, Father God. God, but they will walk in the spirit realm, Father, that they will see in the spirit realm, sharpen their discernment, Father. Give them 20/20 in the spirit realm now in the name of Jesus, that every scale has been removed off of their eyes, that they will see the hope of their calling, that they will see the next level that you're bringing them into. And I thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy being upon their ministry, your grace and mercy being upon them now in the name of Jesus. And I say that there shall not be any backlash or retaliation from the prayers that have been prayed over them, Father. Let testimonies come forth, Father God. Father God, let the leaders have a place. Hey, Korabasanda, a place where they'll be able to have a safe haven now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for every person that's upon this line. Bless them. Bless their families. Let them be a blessing, Father God. Let deliverance come upon them. Let your blessings come upon them. Let your prosperity come upon them. Let your divine health come upon them now in the name of Jesus, Father. Everything that they have suffered, Father God, I declare that they are learning everything that they need to know about who you are in them. Let them tap into your special obedience today in the name of Jesus. And I speak special obedience over them in Jesus' name. Y'all, listen, thank you so much for joining me. I pray that you got exactly what I got. And I got the love of God. I feel his love. I feel his hug. Man, I feel the kisses all over my forehead. I feel him rubbing my head. Because I was obedient and just doing what he asked me to do. So if God asks you to do something, there's a special place and there's a special obedience in doing it. And watch God. Watch God turn around and bless you like you've never seen before. God, you can't even imagine how God puts special blessings on us that you just being baffled. But God is getting ready to bless some of you guys. He's getting ready to bless you. He's getting ready to literally bless you. And all he's asking for you to do is to tap into that special obedience. That special obedience is God's perfect will. If you're asking for God's perfect will, it takes a special obedience to walk in it. Not just good, not just acceptable, but God's perfect will. It's not, you can have good, you can have acceptable, but there's a special obedience that operates in God's perfect will. That's a special obedience. Once we get that revelation, once we get that understanding, I just thank God that he gave me a vessel that is doing it. And so I have to watch her. I do. I watch my wife. I don't have it all. But I'm telling you, I done called her. I've called her. Now I'm trying to surpass her. Because I want, God's telling me to do some things that don't even make sense to me. But I understand now, because there's a special obedience that I have to be in, because so long I was disobedient. Man, got to get that. So if you've ever been disobedient and you've been in disobedient for a very long time, understand the enemy had you in that place, because he knows that once you tap into the special obedience, then you'll be extremely dangerous to him. And so right now I'm in a place of being I'm extremely dangerous to him. And so my mission is to set captives, help set captives free. And so depression, drugs, alcohol, marriage destruction, all of these things that God has brought me through, I understand what the purpose of it for now. And so that's my mission. So find what God has called for you to do and what he's asked for you to do. Find your line, find your metron, and work it. All right? So once again, man, thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of you. It's spiritual warfare, and it's time to fight. We got to understand this enemy, and we got to fight this enemy like we're supposed to. It's no longer we're allowing him to ramshack our marriages, ramshack our families, ramshack our lives, and then we just sit back and be okay with it. Man, we done with that dumb junk. Now it's time to attack. It's time to put the enemy to fight. It's time to put him under our feet. It's time to let him know that he's no longer ruling this earth. As long as we can walk on it, God says that wherever you tread your feet, I give it to you. And so wherever we've been going, he's been giving it to us. And so that's how we look at this. That's how you should look at it. Wherever you go, if you walking on your job, if you walking in the grocery store, if you walking around your neighborhood, you walking in the fitness center, wherever you tread your feet, God gives it to you. So the presence of God should be rolling with you or with you. That's that place that your life looks like at being active and walking in a special obedience. So y'all have a good one. I pray that this help you. because it truly helped me. I just got my deliverance. So thank you, God, for allowing me to get my deliverance. And I pray that you got your deliverance. All right? Be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.